This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour now, the Good Day program presenting another overview of what's going on in the farm and food category, with the American family farmer being our focus. I'm very happy to every week spend an hour talking about something that's a real passion for me, and I give you my comments usually at the end of the hour, but because I'm so interested in the fate of the family dairy farmer, and a lot of people, as a matter of fact, I just got an email from someone. You can always send me an email with suggestions on what you think I ought to talk about or what we ought to focus on here. I early on got some complaints from people who said I wasn't talking enough about dairy because it seemed that I was always on to the produce side, and that's because there are a lot more produce farmers than there are dairy farmers. And one of the reasons there are is because our stupid government policy and the way the dairy business has been run is just, it's unconscionable what's going on in American dairy farms. So the question this person asked was, what do I think about the new ag secretary, Sonny Perdue? Most of the farmers, most people paying attention to what's going on in government, know Mr. Perdue was confirmed by the Senate. And there are a lot of people in various ag sectors that say they are, quote unquote, eager to work with him. Well, there ought to be people eager to work. The National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau Federation, National Milk Producers Federation, which is where I stop, because as a dairy farmer, I want to talk about the issues that are facing the dairy farmer. One of the things actually that came up in the last week or so was President Trump talking about the Canadians and the impact that they're having on dairy in the United States. The Canadians are shipping milk over here, and it's cheap, and it's because it is cheap, it keeps pressure down on the price of milk. The producers don't care where it comes from. I'm talking about the people. There's that one family, the Suiza family, that controls a company called Dean Foods that controls 70-some-odd percent of the fluid milk supply in the whole country. One company controls all of the fluid milk supply that all these farmers bring into market. So their milk goes into the pool, and the prices are ridiculous, asinine. They aren't even close to covering what it costs to milk a cow, raise a cow, run their business. And it's been like this for years. I got out of selling milk to the local producer because it was craziness, stupid, nuts. And then I started selling raw milk, and for a while that helped to pay the bills. But our whole attitude, it's all about cheap food in this country. And those of you who are listening that are locavores, because this program does bring in a large group of locavores, want to know what's going on the family farm, you have to be held responsible for this. The American dairy farmer in the main is producing a fabulously good product, and the animals are better than they've ever been. So then there are lots of different kinds of dairy products that are now the organic cow, the Holstein, which doesn't have as much protein in it, butterfat, as do brown cow milk, the Jerseys and Guernseys and that sort of thing. So there's a difference in quality. But the whole idea here is to try to figure out, A, dairy exports and where the markets are, and B, what do we do about all the tanks of milk that are coming across the border from Canada? And with that in mind, in a few moments, I'm going to introduce you to a fellow named Dino Giacomazzi, who is a fourth-generation California dairy farmer, and I think you'll find that he embodies what it means to have farm sustainability. He feels on paper anyway to me to be a responsible sort. So we'll talk with him about what he's doing on his farm, and we'll talk with him about what he thinks needs to be done in terms of national policy when it comes to dairying and how that will impact you, the user of his product. So we'll get to Farmer Giacomazzi in just a few moments. Right now, though, I want to remind you something that you pretty much are aware of. We're less than a couple of weeks away from Mother's Day. And so if your mother or your wife is your best friend, your companion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Ow, ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow, ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
ABC Tonight.
On one night,
the heart of country music beats stronger than ever.
The CMA Awards. The performances by Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert, Thomas Rhett, Pink. Woo! And one-of-a-kind collaboration. Reba McEntire and Kelsey Ballerini. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Maren Morris and Niall Horan. Plus, the biggest stars unite in the most powerful show open ever.
Don't you love country music?
The CMA Awards live.
Tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
All right, so at 16 past the hour, the American Family Farmer continues with our focus on problems and fixes to problems. I think that many of you will agree with me, whether you're consumers or whether you're producers, the dairy industry is in trouble. So it's interesting to get Dino Giacomozzi in here. As I said, he's been on the farm. He's the fourth generation on this farm, 900 acres, 900 dairy cows. He and his family have been working together. So, Dino, first, welcome to the American Family Farmer. Do you have outside help, or does everybody who works on the farm come from your family?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. Appreciate it very much. And to answer your question, I have outside help. I'd have to be pretty busy producing family members to replace the 21 employees that it takes operate this business. That I like to say we've been farming unsustainably since 1893.
Isn't it interesting using that term? Farming has always been sort of a losing proposition, and so you wonder why so many people stay in it for as many generations as you have. I'm a dairy farmer as well, and I find it extraordinarily frustrating to try to overcome stupidity. I wonder if that's part of, when I say that, I refer usually to government attitudes toward dairy and to farming in general. Do you share that? You don't have to. I'm just telling you right up front where I am.
Well, first of all, dairy farming is a mental illness. And it takes a particular individual and thinking to do the things that we do and continue doing it, you know, for 124 years in my particular case. So there's obviously something wrong with us in that we must like being abused, because that's what happens oftentimes. But, you know, of course, there's a upside, you know, the family opportunity, and there's something of value, I believe, in the culture of the dairy industry. But the thing about the government, yeah, you know, it's it's like everything else. I mean, because we've allowed someone else to drive the narrative about agriculture, we have given away the trust that we once had with our consumers, and as a result, we're developing a deeper relationship with the government.
So who's driving the narrative? You say we haven't controlled it ourselves, and I agree with you. Who is driving the narrative?
It doesn't really matter who's driving it. What matters is that it's not us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we're not the ones who are doing it. That it's just, you know, people naturally, in my opinion, are fearful and skeptical. And if left to their own thoughts, will ultimately arrive at the conclusion that something is wrong. And it's pretty easy to arrive at the conclusion that something is wrong with your food if you don't understand the math required to get it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have missed an opportunity, you know, some decades back as the country started urbanizing at a more rapid rate, and how I like to describe it is that folks in the city became less concerned about pragmatic issues like what happens when it rains and how do I eat, and more concerned with the existential concerns of life, like who am I, what am I doing, and what's going on with my relationships. And now there's a big gap between fundamental understanding of the universe between us farmers down here in the trenches and the majority of the population live in the city, and we created that.
Yeah, that's a fabulous way. It's so thoughtful and provocative when you think about it. How we've let it, we haven't controlled it. We've let other people determine our destiny, and thus the problem. And so when we have, and I want to talk to you about what impacts you in this area. You're from Hanford, California, where lots of other things get done besides dairying. A lot of people who are dairy people have had to do other things in order to sustain themselves. And I know that you are doing almonds on your farm. But I also want to talk to you about how you, with regard to dairy, how you feed the animals, what you think is going to happen under the new Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Perdue, or does that make any difference to you? All of those things ahead as we continue, plus I'll have another commentary in the next half hour. But there are things like the farm bill, livestock overviews, what kind of cows is he using? We'll find all that out because I want to know from his perspective, even if it's a mental illness, how do you stay afloat? The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
23 past the hour. Thanks to Luke Bryan. Here's to the farmer, the farm notes as we continue our conversation about what's going on. Dairy farming is in our focus. Farming in general, the American family farmer, businesses that are run by family farms, the local boer movement, and how do we bring everybody together in a way that's sustainable and we survive. So we're talking to Dino Giacomazzi from Hanford, California, about what he's doing on his dairy farm and what is the influence of various things, social media, to help build his business. But what's the main competitor? I'm looking around to see what Sonny Perdue has said. Now, maybe you don't think it makes any difference who the Secretary of Agriculture is and what government policy is. You've so well put it, Dino, that we've given up the narrative, so it doesn't make any difference who's controlling it. We aren't. So how do we take that bull by the horns, if you'll pardon the pun, and get back in control of the narrative so we can control our own destinies?
Oh, wow, that's a pretty big question.
What are you doing to sustain yourself? What are you doing? You've said that dairying is a mental illness, and we chuckle about that, but it is. It's crazy. I love the cows, but they've cost me millions of dollars over the years to have a dairy herd. It is, yes. That's, yeah.
Yes, it's cost millions. But I guess there's two ways to answer your question. I mean, one way of hearing your question is that you're asking me, what am I doing, you know, in terms of management and things to economically survive the roller coaster ride that is the dairy market.
Yep.
The other question I hear you asking me is, you know, what can I do to take control of the narrative? So maybe I'll take the first question first, and that is, you know, we're in a, because my family has been farming in the same property for 124 years, you know, we've become pretty good at it. So I would say that, you know, we're a high producing herd, even for an old.
What kind
old
of cattle? What do you have for herd, Dino? What kind of cattle?
Holstein cows.
Holstein,
we have 899 Holsteins and one Brown Swiss. that's our makeup.
And that's pretty funny.
And we're we are a closed herd, so we raise our calves and raise our heifers, and you know, everybody is born and died. Everyone is born and dies on our property. You know, we take care of them through their entire life cycle.
That's what I did too.
And,
we grow
a pretty good amount of the feed for these cows. You know, in California, we have an opportunity to double crop silage, so we produce wheat in the winter, which we just harvested this last weekend. We grow corn in the summer, and then we have some land set aside for alfalfa that we grow. So from our forages, you know, we're pretty much self-sufficient.
Sustaining, yeah.
You know, we buy some grain from the Midwest, you know, corn and soybean meal and other byproduct feeds like canola meal pellets and things of that nature. But there's some other local things that we have access to, like almond hulls and cold fruit and things of that nature, you know, and products like that that aren't generally available in other places. You know, one of the opportunities of farming in California with 450 other crops, you know, the downside of that is that there's competition between those 450 other crops for the same farmland. And as, you know, the water situation continues to tighten in the state, I mean, I know it doesn't seem like right now that we have much of a water problem. In fact, we have the opposite problem of too much water. But next year, you know, it'll be a completely different story. Climate change emissions, you know, for greenhouse gas emissions.
It's crazy. How you survive as a dairy person, it's like trying to survive in New York State. Same thing. Hold on a second, Dino. We must pause for a few items of local interest. Dino Giacomazzi on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Bob Dirigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Every year, we hold the Wacky Warning Label Contest, and the person who finds the funniest common-sense warning label in America wins a prize of $1,000. Over the years, we've seen some pretty hilarious labels, like the one on a motorized go-kart that warned, "This product moves when used," and a fishing lure with huge hooks that warned, "Harmful if swallowed." But did you know that the first wacky label we ever saw came from a Halloween costume? That's right. It was found on a Batman cape. It warned, "Cape does not enable user to fly." Let's be fair, we've had a lot of fun with that one, and when my own boys were young, they appeared on TV shows in France and Japan wearing that cape. The show's host asked why there are so many warnings about common sense things in America. The answer is that with all the frivolous lawsuits the product makers have to defend themselves against in the United States, the courts here can sometimes be even scarier than those Halloween costumes. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Back to the conversation about agriculture, farming, and this week our focus for the most part is on dairying and the American family farmer, focused on what goes on. This gentleman, Dino Giacomazzi in California, has 900 cows, and that would have been in my day and maybe earlier in your life, Dino, a large herd. But as we all know, going south and east of where you are, we can find herds of 1,500. We can find herds of 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Even at one place in Indiana, there is a farm that, believe it or not, milks 20,000 cows a day. How there's any quality, any value to the milk that comes out of those places remains to be seen. Do you know anybody, any folks that you work with that have dairies that are that large?
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of large dairy farmers. In fact, I know the dairy farmers in Indiana that you're referring to very well.
Yeah.
So you know, I would say that to answer the question, I don't believe that size has any correlation to care of animals and quality of milk products. I think it's just as possible to produce high quality milk and give cows the greatest care with 10,000 cows as it is with 100 cows.
Possible.
It's about the...
Yes, possible is one thing. Practical or being done is another thing. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think it's very dependent on the individuals who are running the place and what their attitude and culture is, because I know small dairies that, you know, I would say in my experience, the norm is that the smaller dairies are more of a problem than the big dairies.
Is that because they don't have enough money to sustain themselves? The more volume, the easier it is for you to pay your bills if you have the ability to have fewer or the same number of employees and more animals? Does it work that way for you?
Well, I think it's possibly a chicken or an egg issue, because, you know, I think that one, you know, how you care for your animals, it has a direct impact on your profitability. Mm-hmm. You know, these cows are little factories, and the only way you can increase the output and efficiency of your factory is to make them happier. And it's a matter of, you know, the attitude that you take and the care for your animals. So I just believe that, you know, there are great dairy farmers at every size, and there are marginal dairy farmers at every size. And at this point in time, it's getting around about the way where there aren't any of the really bad dairy farmers left. You know, it's just too difficult to survive. And if you're not doing everything necessary to provide the best possible care for the animals, you're going to go broke.
That's a good point. Very good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Well, I was just going to suggest, getting back to your other question, I mean, how I believe we've managed to survive in this time and at 900 cows. And to the East Coast, 900 cows probably seems like a big number, but we're well behind average. And we're finding now that under 1,000 cows, it's very difficult to meet the minimum, you know, costs of production, to be economically viable. And, you know, and just in my county, I would say the average herd size now is about, you know, 1,500. But the norm, I would say, is the 2,500 to 3,000 cow dairy.
And amazing, isn't it?
I believe our competitive advantage has been in the way that we take care of the animals. You know, we've been able to get very high production because we're committed to, you know, the investment in the animals that provides them with the best care, the best health care, the best, you know, milking procedures and everything else.
All right. So when you talk about optimization, tell other dairy farmers who are listening what else you do on your land beside grow the feed that you need and things that will sustain your dairy industry. What else? I noticed you are growing almonds. What else can you do with your land that helps to make your farm profitable, not just the dairy part of it?
Well, that is true that several years ago we have planted some almond trees that are now in production. So this year we'll start, we will officially become almond farmers. The other thing we've been doing over the last 14 years or so is we've transitioned to farming practice for our row crops, you know, the corn and wheat production, to a process that we term out here is called conservation tillage, which ultimately allows us to produce the same or more crops per acre using, in some cases, 85% less tillage passes in the field. And this is a bucking a trend that has been in existence in this part of California for, you know, 100 and something years, where it came, you know, we farm corn in this part of the country in the same manner that they've farmed cotton for, you know, generations before. And because we're all irrigated, we in the Central Valley, the San Joaquin Valley of California is an irrigated desert, so we don't rely on rainfall.
And so because we
are primarily been flood irrigating, it creates some compaction issues that that maybe don't exist, say in in Indiana or Illinois or the other areas where they're raising corn with rainwater. So what we have done is transitioned from a very intensive tillage process to using a technology called a strip tiller that allows us to go from wheat in the winter to corn in the summer in two passes instead of what was at one time 11 passes.
Wow. Well, you just till it once and then plant. Is that it? Those are the two steps?
Yep. We strip till, we pre-irrigate, then we run another pass with the strip tiller that puts in fertilizer and kind of mulches up the strip, and then we plant, and then we spray, and we're done. So this is a very short process, but what's most valuable is that it reduces a whole bunch of things, and primarily it reduces cost. We have a lot less investment in equipment and diesel and tractor drivers.
Right.
We have also reduced dust in our air, in our area, which was the kind of the original driver, because we live in one of the, I think the second most, polluted air basin in the country after LA, because the San Joaquin Valley has this, kind of a dome over it.
Right.
That holds in. We get all the pollution from the San Francisco Bay Area and all the, everything here. So the dust is a problem. So we're reducing dust, we're reducing diesel emissions, we're trapping carbon in the soil and helping to, reduce our carbon footprint. Whether that has any value or not, I don't know, but it's happening. all of these things. So, but most importantly, we believe what we're doing is farming sustainably, and that has been, I would say, validated in some ways by the US EPA and through some awards that we've received from them, and also through the Sand County Foundation in Madison, Wisconsin, that recognized us with something called the Leopold Conservation Award in 2012 for this practice. So and what they've recognized is that in order to be sustainable, the practice needs to be profitable, and it needs to be flexible, because one of the things that makes my sustainable farming practice possible is using GMO crops. If it weren't for the GMO crops, we wouldn't be able to do the thing we're doing, because tillage would be more necessary for weed management.
All right, so then let's talk about that and the public perception, because there are strong feelings amongst farmers as to GMO and non-GMO, and the consumer as well. We'll continue our conversation for a few more minutes with Dino Giacomazzi, who's a dairy farmer from California, talking about how he is successful, and perhaps some things that you can learn from him about your own success quotient. 43 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. For the 10th year in a row, Applebee's restaurants will honor U.S. veterans and active duty military with a complimentary dine-in meal at any one of nearly 1,800 Applebee's restaurants nationwide on Veterans Day. Applebee's has donated more than 8.3 million free meals to veterans and active duty military since beginning the program in 2008, and Applebee's restaurants nationwide expect to serve nearly 1 million more free meals this Veterans Day. On Saturday, November 11th, any guest with proof of military service will receive a free meal from a special Veterans Day menu featuring 7 of Applebee's signature dishes, including the American Standard Burger, Fiesta Lime Chicken, and Butcher's Meat and Potatoes. This annual event is just one of the many ways that Applebee's franchisees nationwide honor our American heroes and give back to their communities. To learn more about how your local Applebee's supports veterans year-round, or to view the full Veterans Day menu, visit applebees.com/veterans.
46 after the hour. A few more minutes here with Dino Giacomozzi. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm a broadcaster and a dairy farmer, and I bring that experience to this program every week with the different points of view. You just said something about using GMO seeds and that sort of thing, which is very controversial, not only in California but elsewhere around the country. So how do you want us to take, what do you want us to take away from this conversation that will register in a positive way? Because I'm frankly not a fan of GMOs, but I'm open to discussion. I've had a lot of people tell me that I was crazy or I didn't know what I was doing, yada, 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 and I resist that because I think I do know what I'm doing, but I have a persuasion, you have another persuasion, so help us understand why you made the statement about GMO seeds.
Well, I guess I'd like to understand a little bit more about what it is about GMOs that you have an issue with. What is it that you're concerned about?
I am concerned about what is in the Roundup and what is in the things that are put on the seed to keep them. My real problem, and I don't want to make this because we only got 2 minutes left and this is your time, not mine, but I have a real problem with Monsanto chasing farmers around who may or may not actually use their product. Their methodology is what my problem is in terms of how they conduct their business. Maybe that's more important to me than even the what people say in Europe or elsewhere about what happens to people who eat these foods.
Okay, so great. So you've actually created a great opportunity to try to understand the problem with the narrative. Right.
Yes.
So from my perspective and from my experience and what I know of Monsanto, which is quite a bit, I buy their products and have been for more than 15 years. Everything that I just heard you say is essentially a story created by people who don't support the idea of, corporations being in control or having some connection to the food supply. I think there's a bit of a romanticizing of food that people have developed that want them to believe that there's this, beautiful, simple meadow and some, family with a mental illness out there breaking their backs for the benefit of them and doing it in this very pure kind of way. And the idea of, science and technology and corporations and money being a part of that becomes very unsettling for some people. And so, urban legends and myths and all kinds of misinformation are developed as a result of that. And, there was a time, there's some truth to the fact that there was lawsuits by Monsanto over licensing, and it's a very complicated issue. And the biggest problem we face in agriculture in terms of managing our narrative is that the truth is complicated. It's very difficult to describe the facts around what you've just described to me.
Yep.
And but it's really easy to put it on a
time
sticker.
I agree with you. There needs to be much more education on it, but we'll leave it at that for this broadcast. Anyway, Dino Giacomozzi from California, a dairy farmer with lots to say and very important things for us to understand here.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bringing it all in, conversation about dairying. I thought that was important, and I know that we get into the GMO thing, and it becomes polarizing, but I think he said a lot of important things for people who are not in the farming business to understand, who feel very passionately about this argument regarding GMO foods, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that we also talked about was how to use social media. How do you incorporate social media into your farm? I'm going to give you a couple of ideas in a matter of moments. First, I have another idea, and this comes also from the Helping Yourself Be Healthy department. When it comes to growing fruits and vegetables, especially if you have a vegetable garden, my suggestion is you grow as many beets as possible. Why would that be? Because beets are full of nitric oxide, and nitric oxide will optimize the blood flow in your body. So if you don't have the ability to grow a garden and you can't get your own fresh beets, next best thing is to drink Super Beets. Super Beets, circulation superfood, one glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. It's very important for people over the age of 40, especially when your body loses its efficiency, its energy, its stamina. to have healthy blood pressure, and healthy blood flow. And you get that by drinking a glass of water with a scoop of Super Beets mixed in it. Every day, it'll open up your arteries, get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body that needs support. This is great for your brain. So call this number, 800-655-4183, to order your supply of Super Beets. If it's your first time around, you'll get a bonus 30-day supply free with that first order. 800-655-4183. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. The product's guaranteed or your money back. So go to DougLikesBeets.com to order Super Beets, or online at, from DougLikesBeets.com is online, but if you're picking up the phone line, 800-655-4183 to have all those fabulous benefits, because the blood in your body is the river of life. 800-655-4183.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for snowy weekends stuck inside, playdates in the yard outside, and every holiday you're lucky enough to spend with friends and family.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Hi, Doug Steffen here with this comment about social media. Not only does it help you market your farm, but it can raise sales and bring in new customers. The basics, platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, hundreds of ways to utilize them. And when you utilize social media, it makes it easier to directly communicate with your customers and put your farm out there. I found that to be the case with my dairy farm, especially among younger generations. Visually, Facebook and Instagram take the cake. Twitter is great for quick updates. So all these social media platforms, how do you make up, how do you understand what your niche is? There are a lot of people who have at various agricultural schools come up with recommendations. Here's one. Recommendation is participate in listening. Find different informational accounts like news organizations or trade associations to grab information from. You post these on your Facebook account and make comments as to what it may be like on your farm. I certainly have done that. As far as Twitter is concerned, it's pretty easy for beginners. 140 characters there. You post what you think to be the exact information that you need at the exact second. You need to have it there. And then it gets retweeted by others who follow. And Facebook is kind of a closed system. I find it easier to work with, but Twitter is much faster. Kara, would you agree with that? That Facebook is something that allows more information, but Twitter is faster in getting the information out there.
That's yeah, I think you can reach people in a deeper way with Facebook, but Twitter is much faster for responses.
Yeah, Kara Schillen is the technical producer of this program. So by nature, social media is about being social. Business profiles on Facebook promote the products, have pictures of it, get to various groups, and help the people are going to repost the things that you put up there. And that's where you really get the significant. I found that to be the case. The word of mouth. The only thing you can control is what you put out there. Once you put it out there, you can't get it back. So make sure what you put out there is the exact information that you want people to know about your product or service on the farm. That's my point of view. Doug Steffen here, 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.